Welcome back, Hunter Logan and Mike. I'm Hunter Logan. We're going to get right into this. We are still in 2015. Now we have done past March, where we had the C4, which was a big, great event. This would be an unbelievable time here at HLE Radio. 2015 was a big year. It really was. I meet Leo Johnston of the band Cross Country the Band, which in Christian country is living legends. These guys have been around, very respected. And Leo was not too far away. He was in Lafayette with Bubba Bagwell, the Daredevil. And he came by and visited. Actually, he came visited at the end of April. And then he came back in May and moved down here and moved to Jennings to come co-host the morning show with me, among other things. Leo, the Lord would use him for a season here. And one of the first things Leo did was understand and see how important HLE Radio was to Christian country music. And we had some great conversations. But the first thing God used Leo with me, was to change my thought process on songs. As I was very legalistic towards it. And let me explain that. I wouldn't play the songs you hear now on HLE Radio. Back then, I wouldn't play them. In other words, I wouldn't play Jesus Take the Wheel by Carrie Underwood because she had other songs that were very suggestive. Or Trace Adkins, Baptized Me in the Muddy Water, because he had Honky Tonk Badonky Donk. And I'm like, I'm not going to play songs on here by artists that don't live the life or don't live what they represent. And he was the one who pointed out to me, he said, Hunter, you got it all wrong. He said, it's not about the person, it's about the song. You're redeeming the song, not the person. Doesn't matter what they're living, what they're doing, it's the song. That's what's reaching the people. That's what you need to reach the people with, is the song. And if that song can reach someone, they don't care about their lifestyle, about what they're doing. The average person, it's the song that ministers. So you're redeeming the song, not the person. And that was a big eye-opener for me. It really was. And that opened up the format quite a bit for HLE Radio, too. Where we started playing mainstream artists who were doing positive songs. Because it was about the song, not about the artist. Which is a great liner that Jace Harrell come up with. Because he was the one who said, you know what I like about HLE Radio, Hunter? You play the music, not the name. It's always stuck with me. Stuck with me so much we made a liner on it. But that would be the first thing that Leo would bring to the table. That would change my mind about the way I looked at songs. Now, another thing that Leo pushed for that I was totally against was being a nonprofit. We didn't start out a nonprofit, and I was really against that. I'm like, I don't want to be a nonprofit. And Leo said, no, you really need to be a nonprofit. And unbeknown to me, Leo had already set up the paperwork, the groundwork, everything for HLE to be a nonprofit. Because he just knew that God was going to deal with my heart to do that. And we did become a nonprofit after about 6 months or so of him being here. Really one of the best decisions ever made on several levels. Especially when it came to royalties for the radio station. Being a nonprofit really made a difference. And there were some other advantages along the way too that we would be able to incur. Now, I'll sidebar. In this recent COVID epidemic, we got no help because we fall under a religious nonprofit. We were not able to get any kind of small business help. But that's okay. God is the provider. He really is. So several firsts would happen with Leo being here. Now, he would come in. He would host the morning show with me after he moved here. He would do a devotional every morning on the show. People really liked that devotional. It was good. And we would get into conversations on the air sometimes on the morning show about Christian country, history of it. I learned a lot about Christian country from Leo, about some of the names I didn't know, about how things started, how things were. And then I would get to do something I've never, ever got to do. And that would be a flyout gig. In all my years of playing, I never did a flyout gig. And that's where they fly you somewhere, and all you take is your instrument. Everything else is paid for. Never did anything like that. But that's the kind of clout that cross country the band had. They did NASCAR. They did all kind of events. They had won multiple awards. They were living legends in Christian country music. I just happened to be able to be a part of the band on the last part of it as their bass player. So I do get to hold the title of bass player for Cross Country the Band, which is a great honor. Also, I was able to get my first endorsement ever from a music company, Boulder Creek. I had an endorsement for bass through Boulder Creek. Boulder Creek is a fine musical instrument company. They make great instruments. Those basses are rare, though, those electric basses. Few and far between. They're collector's items. So if you get one, you need to hang on to it. In fact, the one I had, they didn't even have. I don't know if they got one since, but they said, if you ever get rid of it, let me know. We'd like to have it. They asked me if I'd like to get rid of it then. I'm like, no, I'm going to keep it. Keep it and play it. This man had great sound. It had those soap bar pickups on it. It was some zebra wood. It was just unbelievable. It's a great bass. There's a neat story behind that. I might have to get into that story one day. But I won't do it today. So I was able to get a Boulder Creek endorsement through Leo. Leo is responsible for that. Leo is the one who hooked me up with that. And the flyout gig. And we did some performances together. I remember we went to Maybank Cafe and did a performance. Now that's John Randolph's venue, which has become a great respected venue in Christian country music. And a lot of artists go there and play. I've been blessed to play it twice. But the first time I went, it was with Leo. And just pretty much backing Leo up. Well, I sang a few songs too. But we broadcasted live from over there that day, I remember. That was cool too. It was a great time. It was just a great time. But I remember flying out to California, and I got to take my wife, which was rare, because rarely do I get to take her to an event. But she says, you're not going to California without me. I meet the band in Nashville to go practice. We had to practice a couple of times. I meet the rest of the band. Hit it off with the guys. Really did. We hit it off great. We flew out to California to do a 3-day event. Now, Leo had went ahead. He took the instruments and went ahead of time. But we flew out and met him. And I want to tell you something. It was a great, great trip. I really enjoyed it. Not only did I enjoy California, but I enjoyed playing with the band. I mean, we just clicked so well. Like, really clicked. And I'm like, wow, this is too cool. So Leo's time here would be from June 15 to October of 2016. And during that little bit over a year period of time, like I said, God used him to not only open some doors for Hunter Logan and HLE Radio, but also to minister to me personally. Now, I'm never going to forget that. I haven't heard from Leo in a while. I pray he's doing well. The Cross Country, the band, is no longer together. But for a brief time, I got to be a part of something very, very special. And I am always grateful for that. Now, when we would come back from California, I'd been in contact with David Ray, who does the Christian Country Jukebox, which is a show that airs on HLE Radio. Was airing in New Zealand, too, until that radio station had went off the air. But it also airs on our sister station now, SaddleUpRadio.com. So David says, Hunter, I believe the Lord is moving me to Jennings. I said, well, come on, brother. You come right on. And David, in November, moved to Jennings. He came with his wife at the time and her son. Now, David by trade is a postman. Mail carrier is the correct term, I believe. And he finally got a transfer to Jennings. That's what he had been waiting on. So he got a transfer to the Jennings post office. And he moved on down here. Now, David, they stayed in the suite for a little bit when we had it. But it wasn't even the suite yet. It was just a storage room, basically. So it hadn't even became the suite yet. But they stayed in there just for a bit till they found a house. They found a house. And David was doing the afternoon show here at HLE Radio. He would do from 3 to 5 in the afternoons. I remember we had Bruce came in one time, did the show. Of course, Leo was on the show. We had a few artists that came through to do the afternoon show. But David was doing afternoons on HLE Radio as the afternoon DJ. He would go to work and deliver mail in the morning time. And then he would come in the afternoon and do his show. Plus, he was still doing the Christian Country Jukebox Show. Now, the Christian Country Jukebox Show was a show that I created based off the Hallelujah Hayride show that I used to do for the radio station I used to work for. And I told you all the story about the Hallelujah Hayride, how I couldn't use it. So I came up with the Christian Country Jukebox. But I didn't have enough time to do the show. I was waiting on the Lord to send somebody to do the show. And David Ray was the one who did it. He came, and in 2014 of December is when it started, and he did the show, the Christian Country Jukebox. That's when it debuted on HLE Radio, December 2nd, 2014. David would incur an unbelievable hardship while he was here, something that we've never experienced either at HLE Radio. David had lost his wife. She had passed, and man, we were all thrown for a loop. We didn't know. It was a shock for me and Roy because we had never experienced that. Roy had gotten close to his wife, Michelle, at the time. They became friends. This was rough all the way around. But David, before he would go back to Kentucky, and he would, you know, after that happened, he stayed with us a bit, and he's like, "Hunter, I feel the need to go back to Kentucky." I said, "Brother, you go right ahead. You do what you need to do." Totally understand. But the Christian Country Jukebox that he does, he never missed an episode. Now he's up to, I think it's 290. Boy, he's getting ready to get on 300 episodes. Without a repeat. He has never repeated a show. Now he could have said, "Hunter, man," because we had plenty of shows in the bank that we could have used and reran. He could have said, "Hunter, listen, I need you to do some reruns for me. I need to take some time." But he didn't. He did a show dedicated to his wife, which I thought was well within the means of acceptability. He did a show like that, but he never repeated a show. To this day, he has still never repeated a show. It's amazing. Just goes to show you the dedication of our HLE folks. Now, David has been with us. He's probably the person who's the fourth person has been with us the longest. In order, it would be Brian, Roger, Dennis, and David. That would be in order of longevity. Of course, we have Steve, Randy, Patricia, and now Greg. But anyway, David just took the ministry as he does. He holds it very near and dear to him. And people are touched by that show. They really are. I've seen it. I listen to it. The new show comes out every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Time. But there's replays on Saturdays and Mondays and Sundays. I usually listen on Saturday morning. So I'm in Bible study on Wednesday night at that time. But it's just a testament to David Ray and all our folks who volunteer at HLE Radio, because none of them get paid. But God has called them to a work to help HLE Radio and to further HLE Radio. And David Ray has definitely been a mainstay and a strong man of faith and a great man of God. And I appreciate him and everything he's done with the show and for HLE Radio. And I'm proud to call him a friend as well. Well, looks like we're going to have to stop there. Come back for episode 11. We'll finish up with 2015. think we may be able to finish it up with the next episode. Listen, if you haven't checked out HLE Radio yet, check it out, hleradio.com. Check out our sister station, saddleupradio.com. Hey, if you want to get a hold of me for any reason, comment, anything, hunter@hleradio.com. That's how you get in touch with me. Email me. I'd love to hear from you. I'm still on the morning show on HLE Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Tune in. Check us out. Until next time, I love you. Remember, Duke 28-2.